From London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping to kickstart your day with the motivation and inspiration you need.
365 days a year.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Good morning. Welcome to episode 52 of the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I'm your host, Chris Jags, back once again in the hot seat for another chapter of the LDL adventure. It's Monday! Woo! Now, why should you be excited that it's Monday, I hear you ask, or even think? Well, my friend, traditionally, for most, Monday is the start of a brand new week full of incredible possibilities and opportunities for you to go out there and make something incredible happen for your good self. But wait, what if this was actually a Wednesday or a Friday that you're listening to this? Well, it actually doesn't really matter, does it? Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do out there, just start it today. Now, the reason I said before that it's great this a Monday is because 90% of the people in their mindset will only ever start something new at the beginning of a brand new week. And that brand new week begins. And then they fail instantly without even trying and give themselves another start date, which will come along and pass by hundreds, thousands, and probably so many more. Well, they've attempted diets. They've attempted healthy eating, going to the gym, quit smoking. The list goes on. Now, all of these things have, you know, they've had some sort of date. And you'll start them, and the date just passes. Can you, now be honest with yourself, can you honestly tell yourself that this hasn't happened to you? That you haven't ever let it happen? Now, I'm not here to moan at you, quite the opposite. I'm actually here to tell you, it's okay. There is still time. Every moment is another chance. And this is no different for you. So, whatever it is you want to start, just start! Come on now. Now, as for this episode, handling in passive-aggressive people is an ever-growing request with my coaching clients, so I thought, hey, why not dedicate an episode to it? So let's do that drop, and then let's learn how to just handle those slightly angry people out there.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Learn. Develop. Live. Your daily cup of motivation.
Welcome back. So let's get into it, shall we? Now, first up, let's see what we're working with here. In the big wide world out there, there are four different types of communication behavior: aggressive, assertive, passive, and passive aggressive. Today, we're going to look at the last one on this list, which can often be the most discreet, and you may not even know that it's happening. So the first question: what is the old passive aggression out there? Let's picture the scene. You're telling a story and a friend rolls their eyes. Or maybe you're at dinner and your aunt says, I normally don't like the way you dress, but that sweater looks great on you. These sneaky, you know, sly little actions or comments, they often come with a smile. Yet you can walk away feeling confused and often quite bad about yourself, despite not actually having any feeling whatsoever from the words that were said before. That feeling is because passive-aggressive behaviour is a way of expressing anger in a seemingly non-hostile way. You've been caught in the crosshairs, but you don't know you've been hit. Ouch. So, yeah, passive-aggressive behaviour is definitely a lot more than just eye rolls and fake compliments. Maybe you have that friend that's always late because maybe they don't actually like spending time with you. Or how about your fellow co-worker who kills productivity with the minus distractions, but won't actually admit that he or she just doesn't like their jobs. Hands up if you know someone like that. Now, we all have moments when we respond sarcastically or say yes, but really, we mean no. I am 100% guilty of this Well, the sarcasm, definitely. These are both hallmarks of passive-aggressive behaviour. So now we've all admitted in our minds that we are all a little bit sarcastic. Granted, some more than others, but how do we handle being on the receiving end of the passive-aggressive people out there? The best starting point, and probably the easiest, is to simply not take the bait. There is a fine line between responding to someone who is being passive-aggressive and engaging in the drama, you know, that piece of drama that they've just created with their words or actions. You want to respond without doing the emotional work for them and not giving them some sort of satisfaction. If you can avoid asking questions like, "Why did you say that?" or "What did you mean by that?" then, hey, you're already on the right track. So, about an example to put this into context then. A friend says, "Thank you," but doesn't sound pleased. The best way to handle this is just answer the content, but not the context of the situation. Simply saying, "You're welcome," meets the person where they're at, but doesn't take their bait, which is a great way to disarm them. My brother is a very regular, how do you say, user of this phrase. Staying in the present moment is also going to help you in your battle against the passive-aggressive people. Now, if you're calling someone out on their behaviour, chances are that this isn't the first time they've acted this way. Remember, this habit usually gets picked up in childhood as a way to avoid confrontation. Still, it's not a good idea to bring out the laundry list of past offences. Instead, how about you focus on what's just happened? If your mum told you that the dress does a great job at hiding your weight gain, now, a part of you is feeling offended. Cheers, mum. What you should do is to not respond with a statement about how she always criticises the way you look, even if you do feel that way. But instead, focus on that moment and tell her how she made you feel with those words. Being assertive when you talk is the best way of dealing with all these situations. Addressing the issue heads on is the best way for a lot of other situations. If you can focus on your feelings and use the I statements with this method, it brings understanding and empathy rather than you statements. If you're at a family dinner and you notice a relative, for some weird reason, is adding spices to a dish you made, it's also not the first time you've seen them mess with your recipes. I mean, why are you interfering with the food anyway? Now, apart from feeling a little bit peed off, you can approach them and say, "I noticed that you added some spices. I'm not sure why you'd do something like that without telling me. If you want to spice up your own dish, you crack on, son. But don't change mine." Even saying that, I think it's probably going to be a little bit more animated. I definitely would. But let's try and stay assertive here. The next step is to make sure the punishment fits the crime. One way to get passive-aggressive people to change their behaviour is to have a clear consequence for their actions. But at the same time, you don't go crazy and start screaming, "I'm never going to talk to you again," you know, in the heat of the moment. Think about how what they did to you and how it affected you and how much a response you want to give. If this is the third time your friend's been late to the cinema without giving you a heads up, and then it happens again and again, just need to tell them that it bothers you and you don't want to be left standing there waiting for them. I mean, depending on your friendship, this could actually be quite easy to do. The bottom line here is that chit-chats with passive-aggressive people are tricky to navigate and get yourself around, especially when you're forced into interact in some way, like with your favourite mother-in-law or your brand new boss. While the pain of this is universal, the suffering doesn't have to be. Here's the summary towards world domination with passive-aggressive people. Now, even though it stings, you just need to calm down. That's the first thing. Respond to what they said, not how they said it. Handle one instant at a time. Avoid the harsh statements and be assertive with your wishes. Don't forget to use the I statements, draw boundaries and stick with them. If speaking up is a no-go because, say, maybe your job's at risk, honour your hurt feelings to yourself or your bestie at happy hour and just move on. In some cases, trying to call out someone's behaviour is simply not worth your time. Remember, it's not about you, it's about them. It always is. It's their issues. No matter what passive-aggressive put-down you've been taken, dust your shoulders off, shake it off, hold your head up high. You're so much better. You'd know that. Good luck. I believe in you. Now, speaking of you, if you're feeling trapped and need to escape from an issue or a problem, I have a calendar waiting for you to book yourself your very own 30-minute LDL power call and we can get you moving in the right direction. Whatever it is you want to talk about, I want to talk to you. Come over to ldlcall.com, find your slot, and let's talk soon. As for now, good luck with those passive-aggressive people. You will work them out one at a time. Stay safe, and I will see you in the next one.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.